with you.
And also with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus went around to all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and curing every disease and illness. At the sight of the crowds, his heart was moved with pity for them because they were troubled and abandoned, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out workers for his harvest." Then he summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to drive them out and to cure every disease and every illness. Jesus sent out these 12 after instructing them, "Go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. As you go, make this proclamation: the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse lepers, drive out demons. Without cost you have received, without cost you are to give." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The Gospel this morning is one of those vocation Gospels that's popular if you're into vocation work. The laborers are few. Let's try to get people to join religious life in the priesthood. It's a good reading. Probably, have you used it? Probably, yeah. It ends with this, without cost you have received, without cost you are to give. And it made me think of a vocation video that I saw a few years ago. They were interviewing a sister about her vocation. And she said something like, "I had a great upbringing. I have wonderful parents. I turned out pretty well. And I realized a lot of people around me weren't so fortunate. And they had a lot of baggage from childhood or hurts, woundedness, missed opportunities. And I just felt I needed to give something back for all that the Lord's given me." And she definitely then felt this, that I had freely been given this, and now I want to freely give it back. Perhaps all of us here can say something similar. I didn't have any perfect childhood, but I had a good one. And the very fact that the Lord used whatever in the course of my life to bring me to this point, I more and more appreciate all the time. As I become more convinced that real peace, meaning in life, and happiness can only be found in Christ and in the spiritual life, contrary to everything that the world keeps offering. Everybody else is so convinced it's got to be a new car, money, or relationships, human relationships, whatever it is that they're banking on to provide ultimate happiness, and it just frustrates them. I'm so thankful for whatever it is that the Lord did to get me to see this. I'd like to say I really see it 100%. I don't know what I'm up to. I don't know what my grade is, 95%, 96%. I'm working on seeing it completely. Because every once in a while I get caught. I still get caught. Whenever I get upset or down, I know that I don't get it completely yet. There's some changes going on at the center. And Holly Year Institute, we've been working with there, decided to become a little more independent. And it's caught me, you know, as I have worked to try to make it one piece, and they're going more independent, which is fine, really. But it's caught me a little bit, you know. We had some meetings, and in the course of the meetings, a couple people that are in formation, I'm not sure you're going to be able to put this on the web because of this. A couple of people on formation are going to have received news that they're not going to like. And a little bit of adjustment in their assignments and all. And so this has all been on my mind. I must admit, when Jeff said, I've been thinking about is all these adjustments that are going on in my life at the thing, and now these people, and as I've dealt with them on the phone late at night, and I need to call again today. And it struck me that very much the what I'm trying to assimilate in my life, what the Lord's given is really what we're all trying to give people, which in those moments in their life when it isn't going well, and I'm the deliverer of the bad news that's going to make their lives not be going well, is the reassurance, the proclamation, like the first reading, that things seem bad now, But the Lord is here and they're going to get better. And this is really what Jesus did when he looked out. They were like sheep without a shepherd. They were discouraged, they were troubled and abandoned. My news is going to trouble people. And they may even feel abandoned. Someone said, "Weren't you there for me at the meeting?" Abandonment. And so these are the people we're sent to. And it's not, you don't have to look farther. They might be sitting next to you, or it's not like they're the group that needs the help and we're the group to give it. I'm experiencing, at the same time, I'm both the person to give this help and with what the changes at camp, I still need it, you know, as I adjust to it. See what I mean? It's not like I'm not done. We're never just done. We always need the gospel. So, and of course, the message to myself that I need people to tell me is the same message I'm telling other people. It's always a bit, you feel a little schizophrenic in the religious life. And that is that the present moment is fine. God is here. Yahweh is I am, not I was or I will be. I am. And I'm here and I'm with you. And you know, do what you feel is right. Say what you need to say. But trust that the will of my good pleasure and solution of spirituality, or how the permissive will of God, it's going to unfold the way that God's going to unfold it. And in it all, whether it's easy or it's difficult, I have something in there for you. More trust, some letting go, less worry about your ego, a chance to become stronger, an opportunity to really start to believe that real happiness and peace is found in your relationship with me and not in temporary and transitional things that can't last. Whatever it is, I'm there. And this is really the good news that Jesus sends the apostles out today to say to these abandoned and troubled people. The good news is the present moment is fine. God is here. Things will work out. He has not abandoned you. And this is good news. It's all through the readings today. And it's all through the Gospels and it's all through the Bible. So, that's enough for a Saturday homily. I said, how am I going to say all of that? And I've already gone a little long, but I, you know, in a brief time, because it's a lot's going on, as you can see. But I just invite you to pray for the people that will receive this news, first of all, that they might be able to still trust that God's in it all. And pray for me as I make these minor adjustments, really, that I like to blow out of proportion as major. That's what we always do so that we can worry. Part of us likes to worry and be upset. I don't know what part of us likes that, but it obviously does because we keep doing it. So, you know, and so we blow things out of proportion. And the Lord's just always saying, why be troubled and abandoned? You know, and so pray that I really hear that, because there's no reason to be. And so for myself and for my conference, I ask your prayers. And let's pray for one another, because if it isn't happening now, there'll be these bumps. And they happen all through our lives, and we just need to keep remembering. May God be blessed.